Hello, and welcome to the first issue of this series of podcasts. My name's Joe Stevens, and I've recently finished a couple of projects that worked with archives. One was with Paul Museum on a project called OurWorkingLives.org, which was an oral history project looking at people entering the workforce and getting their first jobs after the Second World War. And the other one was working with Devon Records Office and Daisy. And for that, I had to create an archive of the work, the collaborative work that we did with South Dartmoor Community College. In that work, I had a few discussions with the curators, and I become very interested in what gets recorded, what sort of material is left for future generations to look back at. So bearing that in mind, and what with everything that's going on in Weymouth and Portland, and with the Olympics coming next year, I decided that it would be good to record this moment in time and this place. Look at the Cultural Olympiad, what does that mean, and the Olympic and its legacy for this area. At the moment in time, we haven't got a very good arts provision. In Dorset as a whole, the only public art galleries that I can think of is at Bridport Art Centre. There's actually Walford Mill is one, and there's Poole Lighthouse. Though I'm not sure if you classify Poole as in Dorset. I become interested to talk to local artists and arts administrators about what they feel about the place, what inspires them, and about the changes they see going on. This is a self-initiated, unfunded project, and the aim is to do about 10, 30-minute shows. I will be asking people if they would mind being recorded in their conversations and question them on art, culture and the economy. Particularly interested in earning a living as an artist and if that is possible. I also recognise this show would be hopefully of value to other artists in sharing knowledge and information with their peers. So bearing all that in mind, I've decided to call the show Creative Conversations. I welcome listeners' feedback to the show and any suggestions of people or organisations they feel I should be talking to. I see the show's more as a conversation around artistic practice and our sense of place than an interview. So recognising the value of artists sharing knowledge and information with their peers, I see these shows as a subjective record of these conversations. I aim to involve practitioners, artists, policymakers, and commentators in debates about the art sector and funding, creativity, etc. But it will be my personal take on how these shows are edited and who gets approached and the questions I ask. Though I am a big believer in collaboration, so if you, again, think of any artists, or even actually if you think of questions I should be asking, then please do get in contact via the website, which will be radio.51degreesnorth.net. That's radio.51, as in the numbers, 51degreesnorth.net. Alongside these talks, you might find occasional soundscapes of local places. This recording of the soundscape is something that I am particularly interested in. So along with us talking about the place, you will occasionally hear the sounds of the sea, of animals, of the countryside. So I do hope you will subscribe to this podcast and do let me know what you think of it and help promote it to other interested parties. And I thank you for listening.
Come in.